potatoes mostly, did you ever use any rice?
Yes, we eat rice. That was one thing we bought that we eat was rice, and we used it mostly as a cereal. But even today, I don't like rice sweetened. I don't like sweet rice.
How about the little hot little red things that grow under the ground? Would they be sort of peppery and radishes?
Radishes, yes, we grew lots of radishes. Yes, the little red ones or the long white ones or any kind, they grew well here.
And the tiny, you mentioned tomatoes, the tiny tomatoes, of course, that would be above ground.
Yeah.
What would you call those?
Well, we just call them tomatoes. Let's see. They had a name, I can't remember now what we did call them. But they were very prolific, I remember. They just be covered, the vines would, with these little bitty tomatoes.
Were they wild?
No. We had to plant them, they didn't grow wild.
You ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
But it was not considered a main crop for feeding purposes.
Oats?
We did raise oats, yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you get the oats?
We didn't.
Oh, we took it someplace?
We left it all together. It was used as a hay. Oats was used as a hay here.
So the grain itself,
yes. No, we never thrashed the oats.
By the way, the hay, what was that process like? How would you prepare it?
Well, they would cut it with a mowing machine, of course, and sometimes they would stack it in the field, you know, what they call stacking it in the field. They just make a great big stack of it.
How high?
Oh, it'd be high. A real,
15,
yes, 15, 20 more. Feet or something like that.
Did you ever make smaller stacks?
No, and the reason they didn't was because of the weather. See, this top wood, the weather would ruin the top, but the cattle would eat from under the bottom of it.
See?
That way they did not have to feed the cattle hay. They just turned them out and they in the field, and they had their hay already in the stacks. But now we put lots of it in the barn loose too. In later years they got balers and started baling it.
So you had hay stacks, but
yes.
You didn't make shocks?
The only thing that we shocked was corn.
I see.
We shocked the corn. See, we gathered the corn, and then we'd cut the stalks and shock it.
See, so the idea of a hay barrack or a hay rick or a shock. If you do hay, you cut it once, and then what with the next?
Second cutting.
Well, how many words could you get?
Not over two. You never get over two in this country.
And how about cotton?
Yes, we raised cotton.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We picked it by hand. We chopped, planted it, and when it came up, it was plowed. And what we call chopping cotton, we chopped it, thinned it. That meant getting the grass out of it and thinning it.
What grass did you have?
Crabgrass. Cucklebars. And then, of course, we picked it by hand, and it was taken to the gins, to the cotton gins and gins. We always kept the seed because we fed them to the cattle. You could sell them in later years, and earlier years it was no market for them. In later years they got to where they would buy the seed if you wanted to sell them. Most people didn't want to sell them because they did use them for feed.
For feed?
Yes.
While we were on the land, I forgot to ask you, how do you describe the different streams of water here?